two bishops, two responses to the current situation. If anything about the current situation has shown us anything, is that there are really only two responses from the hierarchy possible. The first is to, in some way or another, deny the sacraments to the faithful. Closing confessions, not permitting the Mass, not even allowing baptisms, thank you, Cardinal Supich, which can come in the form of simply denying the necessity of the sacraments, which is what we're seeing. And the other response, the better, is to ask the faithful to return to the sacraments and a prayerful response to the situation of the world today. There are really only two responses possible, but those responses can come in a variety of forms. And today I have for you the example of two of those responses, and one involves Father Altman's bishop. One thing is certain, this isn't simply a Novus Ordo versus a traditional Latin Mass response, as we'll see. Nothing is as cut and dry when the Church labors under the diabolic disorientation that Sister Lucia allegedly said to have warned us of. So as we get into this, I'll remind you of the need to pray for our shepherds, as they are the ones who should be providing leadership in these times. Let's start with one response, that of Bishop Callahan of the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin. Bishop Callahan became slightly famous for his fraternal correction of Father Altman, which has taken several turns. At the time of production of this video, Father Altman still retained his faculties for saying the Mass publicly, though that may have changed in the intervening days. Let me know in the comments if it has. But Bishop Callahan has returned to the news. You see, bishops around the United States are reinstating the obligation for Sunday Mass attendance, with the expected guidelines and rules in place, as well as with the expected exemptions that one should see in times like this. Frankly, some of us wonder why they ever lifted the obligation in the first place, as numerous of you watching or listening to this have now attested, that the viewing of the Mass on the internet is definitely not the same as being there. I know this from experience as well. And while some of that reinstating of the Sunday obligation is coming almost certainly due to plummeting Mass attendance, with many people simply not coming back, I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt that in many cases the Mass obligation has returned for the reasons we would hope the bishops would reimpose it. But not Bishop Callahan. He issued the following letter, and I have it for you, sanitized slightly for the usual silly reasons. Here's his letter to the public in his own words. Quote, Diocese of La Crosse, Office of the Bishop. 18th of September, 2020, in the year of St. Joseph. Dear brother priests and deacons, and my dear people of God, peace and love in the Lord. I extend my sincere thanks to all of you for the fidelity with which you have been returning to the Sunday celebrations of the Mass across the diocese. It gives me great hope that the yearning of our hearts truly is for the loving presence of our Lord and Savior, and that our hearts are restless till they rest in you. The increasing number of faithful who are returning to our churches continues to help us understand more deeply the true meaning of our responsibility to worship God together and remain in communion with Him. After a great deal of consultation among the leadership of the priests and inquiry among a number of God's people, I have decided to not reimpose the obligation to attend Mass throughout the diocese at this time. This is not to minimize the importance of the communal celebration of the Holy Eucharist. While this is a departure from the decision of my brother bishops in Wisconsin, it is not mean-spirited. I am considering the high number of new examples of our situation in our area and the growing number of congregants and the ability we have of safely attending Mass in our churches. These factors create a large number of situations that bring us back to the very reason why we lifted the obligation in the first place. We will monitor the current situation in the diocese, the progress towards a remedy, and the amount of people returning to the celebration of the Mass, as we make our future decisions regarding the lifting of the dispensation for the obligation to attend Mass. Know that while the obligation remains dispensed, the commandment to keep holy the Sabbath remains. If you are unable to attend Mass or join one of the live stream Masses, then please keep the day holy through the reading of Scripture, recitation of the Rosary, and other spiritual activities. Please continue to follow the instructions for the return to Mass as earlier issued. Use common sense and continue to pray for one another as we make our way through this. God be with you. Signed, Bishop William Patrick Callahan, Bishop of La Crosse. Perfect, isn't it? I do wonder at what point coming back to Mass will seem to be of real value to the holdouts. What the world needs now is grace, sacramental grace, and the potent grace that comes from Catholics being in a state of grace and validly receiving the Eucharist. It always amazes me when people discount the need for the Eucharistic Lord to be present in the world, to dwell within us, for the laity to receive him. In some cases, it almost seems like an afterthought, and I have to wonder if that's what we're seeing here. I try to assume the best in people when it comes to decisions like this, especially from the hierarchy, but it isn't easy. But what should be clear to everyone is the laity need to be at Mass at least on Sundays, and we should all be striving to be more holy than we have been. That should be obvious, but it seems lost on people. But there is another response to our times, and that is seen in the city named after St. Francis of Assisi, with Archbishop Salvatore Corleone, who this past Sunday had his faithful process publicly with the Eucharist. That is how you do it, and he did so to send a message to all those who are responsible for trying to keep people from Mass. There are people who have decided to render unto Caesar what belongs to God in a lot of different ways. It's nothing new either. But these days, specifically on the right of the faithful, the duty of the faithful to worship God. And Archbishop Corleone is having none of it, at least in a peaceful and probably not going far enough kind of way. I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that I think he should just throw open the doors of his cathedral, offer a high mass with all the accoutrements, and say, come one, come all, and dare anyone to do anything in the city named after St. Francis of Assisi, with Archbishop Salvatore Corleone, who this past Sunday had his faithful process publicly with the Eucharist. That is how you do it, and he did so to send a message to all those who are responsible for trying to keep people from Mass. There are people who have decided to render unto Caesar what belongs to God in a lot of different ways. It's nothing new either. But these days, specifically on the right of the faithful, the duty of the faithful, to worship God. And Archbishop Corleone is having none of it, at least in a peaceful and probably not going far enough kind of way. I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that I think he should just throw open the doors of his cathedral, offer a high mass with all the accoutrements. I do applaud the Archbishop there for standing up and saying, enough. A public Eucharistic procession is precisely what that town needs, and it's needed it for far longer than most people will ever admit to themselves, especially since saying anything negative at all about the things that typically go on there is not something people are willing to do, especially when there are forces within the church like Pastor Jimmy Martin who regularly celebrate it. But Archbishop Corleone deserves some credit for having the courage to process with our Lord publicly in order to send the message that the Mass is needed in the world today. I really wish more bishops would do the same. Have you seen any other stories of bishops doing the right thing? Let me know in the comments if you have. These days call for more stories that have at least some positive elements to them, so let me know. Credit needs to be given where it is due, even if the bishops and priests are really only doing their jobs. Often people needed to be reminded to do their jobs when the going gets uncomfortable, and that is the situation we are in today. So let me know in the comments if you have seen other bishops doing the right thing on this issue. And please, pray for Bishop Callahan and Father Altman, and please pray for the church, and please pray for the world. The situation continues to develop with Bishop Callahan and Father Altman as time goes on, so keep an eye on that. Thank you for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.